of the allegations that Allen abused his adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, she has said that she would not have worked with him had she known what she knows today, and she won't work with him in the future. Farrow tweeted her appreciation in response, writing, "Thank you for your words. Please know they are deeply felt and appreciated." The meticulous preparation Gerwig put herself through over many years seems less typical of young male directors. It might be gendered, it might be a variety of other things. "I had this sense of needing to be prepared," she says. It does seem to be something women struggle with more. But she knew when the time had come. It does reach a point where you think, if I fall on my face and it's dreadful and everybody says it's dreadful, I'd rather have tried than not. Now, she is eager to apply her talents to a different kind of story. She isn't bound to the constraints of modest indies, she says. In fact, she wants to make a leap in scale, in the mold of Spielberg, who, in her view, has mastered the art of making genre movies personal. While Lady Bird trades in purposefully unadorned cinematic language, conversations in cars and schoolyard skirmishes, for her next trick, she'll need CGI and special effects teams. She'll act again for the right director with the right project. This summer, she'll shoot a drama with the French director Mia Hansen-Love. But her priority is clear. It's important to know at any given moment what you would drop everything for, she says. I would drop everything to write and direct movies. For years, there has been a sense that Hollywood is on the precipice of a change that never arrives. The so-called Bridesmaids effect, proclaimed following that film's blockbuster performance in 2011, failed to fully come to fruition. In 2017, many wondered if the Wonder Woman effect would prove similarly meaningless. But women's ups and downs in the industry are as old as Hollywood itself.